I think you've got it upside down. Haven't you ever read a map before?
Of course I've read a map. It was just in a textbook and not so faded. And why are we even navigating by this anyway?
We've been driving for a few hours now, and as the sun began to set, my best friend's mood visibly darkened too. Now, as she tries to read the map in the low light of the car, I can just see her furrowed brow. She's frustrated, and I don't blame her. I'm driving, so I've got something to do, but she... well, she must be really bored on this long and endless highway. But hey, she's the one who decided we should make this adventure an analog one.
This was your idea, remember? I want to go on a road trip like in the movies. Let's do it right. No phones, just us, a map and a sense of adventure.
You wanted to be a... what did you call it? Vintage vixen? All old-fashioned naps and...
Okay, don't look at me like that. You asked for this.
Oh, I thought that it would be fun, that there'd be lots to see, but now it's dark and flat and boring and I'm hungry and tired, and I want to stretch my legs. Don't judge me, but I miss doom scrolling too.
Your phone is in the glove box, just waiting for you. Turn me on. Use me.
No, I won't cave. We've got this, right?
All right. Let me just, I think I see lights up there, and we've been on this same street for ages, and I need a break anyway, so let's just pull over there for a bit.
Yes, please.
The rest stop I can see ahead looks closed, but it'll be a good enough place to stop and have a snack. We can stretch our legs and make a plan from there. I take stock of our surroundings, noticing that the building is indeed closed, but the facilities seem to be clean and open and...
Wow. What?
Look, over there. I dip my chin, pointing out the back of the car. Through the dusty rear windshield in the low light of the setting sun, you can just make out rolling meadows with wildflowers. And over the flowers, there are...
Fireflies! Oh, come on! Let's get a better look.
I open my mouth to respond, but she's out the door too quickly, so I follow her as she pops open the tailgate and jumps up onto the spacious trunk. I'm extra glad I packed the blankets that are folded neatly beneath us, making my comfy car feel absolutely luxe as I hop in beside her.
Wow, I haven't seen so many since I was a little girl. Can you believe it?
She nudges me with her shoulder, her frustration and hunger forgotten in the new excitement of the fireflies scattered like stars across the fields in front of us. It's magical. It kind of surprises me to realize I mean it. She's the more adventurous of the pair of us, planning analog road trips on a whim while I'm making color-coded spreadsheets and packing snacks like we're going to the ends of the earth, but right now, her unabashed joy is contagious, and I'm so glad I followed her lead on this one.
Ooh, look! Over there!
I follow the arm she's flung out to see a cluster of deer, walking serenely along the edge of the field where the tree line begins. Oh, wow. I've never seen deer this close.
Me neither. Let's just stay for a bit. Watch the sunset, take a break, and just enjoy this for a while.
She's right. Moments like this are fleeting, and I don't want to rush it or miss it because we're in a hurry to do the next thing. It's always about the next thing, checking it off and doing more, especially with the rigorous schedule I've put us on. She's so good at reminding me that we're supposed to be having fun. Yeah, let's just stay for a while. I'll grab the snacks. I can practically feel her staring at me like I've sprouted an extra head as I reach over her, grabbing the cooler and popping the top to find that she's gone a little rogue with our snack choices.
Really?
I hold my hand up, showing her the bottle of wine I found tucked into the top of the cooler. I definitely did not pack this.
Well, what fun would it be if I followed all of your rules?
You're impossible.
And you're driving. Pass the wine.
Whatever you say, boss. You're lucky I packed cups. As we watch the night sky paint over the streaky sunset and darkness falls across the rolling field, it's easier than ever to see the fireflies flickering. We sit in quiet for a while, just watching as she drinks and I drink it all in, trying to just be here, in my body and in this moment. I've never been very good at being still and present like this. She must notice because she kicks her feet out, her bare legs coming to rest over mine. And the feel of her grounding me to this moment makes it feel that much more tangible. I rest my hand on the top of her feet, one thumb dipping down to lightly rub at her arches.
Oh my God, that feels amazing. Holy shit.
I grin at her and continue massaging her feet and calves as we both get lost in the view. The feel of her smooth skin and familiar body in my hands helps me focus on the here and now, and I lean into that.
Oh, I've paid for pedicures, for massages, and they're never half as good as yours. How do I forget every time how good your hands feel?
My cheeks flush a bit, and I'm not really sure why. So I just grin at her and say nothing as I continue to massage my best friend.
The wine is delicious. You're missing out.
I'm glad you're enjoying your contraband.
While we're on the subject of contraband, should we grab our phones? Take a picture so we never forget the sunset.
What about your camera, Miss Vintage Vixen? All those analog moments you want to capture organically?
Come on, one little cell phone picture. It won't kill us to break the rules just a little, right?
Her head drops onto my shoulder, cheek turning toward me as she meets my eyes and pouts out her bottom lip.
It can be our secret. I won't tell a soul.
My breath catches, heart tumbling over itself for a second in a weightless, bubbly way I don't quite understand, at the heavy weight of her gaze and her pleading tone, and I try to push it away. Not a single soul? Just all your Instagram followers when you post it later?
Yep, just them. Come on, go get one of the phones. I bet you have yours right here.
She lunges toward me, trying to reach past me for the phone she rightfully suspects is tucked in my pack.
Let me have it. Come here.
Because her feet were already in my lap, it doesn't take much effort for her to pull herself across me until she's straddling my lap, pressing herself into me as she tries to lean over my shoulder and reach my bag behind me. Suddenly, that feeling of weightless, bubbly warmth in my chest is sparking, catching, and burning through me, and I think I might panic for a brief second before I recognize it as desire. I'm suddenly aware of my best friend in a way I never have been before. Her firm, braless tits pressed nearly into my face, her hips pressing my own chest as she tries to reach for the phone in my pack. And I'm so aware of every inch of her. Aware of how much I want to explore every inch of her. Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.